Explain to our listeners your obsession with the gym.
I was a very, very dramatic case of bullying. Maybe if I build my body, bullies won't pick on me.
Yeah.
And I didn't plan on getting emotional. I ended up losing 45 pounds in 56 days.
How did you do it?
Intermittent fasting.
It was. Going 12 hours, going 8 hours. For you, what is the sweet spot? Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on Ozempic?
Now, this is key.
The gym. If somebody has 10 minutes a day, mm-hmm. if somebody has an hour a day, what should they be doing? How do we fall asleep better and faster?
I'm going to go against so many practitioners out there that are getting viral online by talking shit about these drugs, and they're either lying or they're just fucking wrong. You shouldn't just be trying to lose weight. You should be trying to gain a metabolism, and that's why I call my class Metabol Launch, because it launches a new metabolism. The military community is starting to figure out that the best therapy for PTSD is not sitting on a couch and crying for 3 years.
Right.
This is an apex predator, the hero who now is having a constant 7 days a week man period.
Welcome back, everybody, to Misunderstood. I'm your host, Rachel Yucatel. I wanted to take a second to thank you for listening to the show always and being so faithful as a listener. I really appreciate it. I want to remind you, if you haven't already, it would mean so much to us if you take a second to fill out a review on Apple or Spotify. When you write a review, it actually helps us climb the charts because it shows that people are engaging with the show. Giving us 5 stars, all those kind of things. So that is very helpful. Please, please, please take a second to do that. I would appreciate it so much. Okay, now to today's show. Clifton Mack is the founder and CEO of Alpha Male Clinic, which focuses on helping individuals optimize their health through personalized hormone therapy, weight management, anti-aging treatments, and wellness coaching. You guys are going to love this episode because it touches on everything that you want to know about to stay looking and feeling better and with like immediate results. So inspired by his own health transformation, Clifton once struggled with his weight and experienced a major physical and mental shift after committing to fitness and studying the science of hormones. This personal journey, where he dropped nearly 300 pounds to a significantly healthier weight and body fat percentage, fuels his dedication to the clinic's philosophy that true wealth lies in good health. At Alpha Male Clinic, which is the name of his business, Mac and his team offer services such as testosterone and hormone therapies, weight loss programs like Metabo Launch, and anti-aging treatments. And by the way, as a gift to tuning in, you are going to get something that is a $99 value for free. It's a tailored program giving free guidance on weight loss. You guys are not going to want to miss that. Click on the link that is listed in the show notes for those details. Super easy, and you can watch it at your own pace, but it's such good and insightful information. The clinic's mission emphasizes treating the root causes of health issues rather than merely addressing symptoms, aiming to empower individuals to regain confidence, energy, and overall vitality. Clifton Mack collaborates with the clinic's medical director to provide evidence-based treatments that promote long-term health and wellness improvements. Since I met with him, I will tell you guys, I started on some supplements of my own. I am going to do a separate sort of like subscriber-only diatribe kind of. I'm going to talk about what happened to me when I tried these things, but I will tell you that I have had physical and I think emotional changes in my body, and I've only been doing it for about a month and a half now. So I'll tell you guys all about that next week on a subscriber only podcast. I hope you guys subscribe to listen, but I think you guys will be floored. You guys are going to want to sign up. You are about to listen to a way to help you get on the path to a new journey to looking and feeling younger. So here we go. Enjoy my conversation with Clifton Mack. Clifton, thank you so much for joining me on Misunderstood here in Boca.
So glad to be here.
So it's a long time coming. I met you, I guess, last year when our kids were looking.
2 years ago.
Is it 2 years ago now? Mm-hmm. When our kids were looking at school. And immediately when you see you and your wife, you just think, wow, look at these two gorgeous people that are both very fit. You don't realize there's a story behind it and how you got there and how you got to this success and this fitness journey. So I want to hear from you just a little bit of the background of how you got here.
Sure. Thank you. And, you know, to be fair, I'm sure it was my wife who was noticed more. But, you know, ex-Miss of South Carolina, she's always been just the most beautiful, amazing wife. Love her to death. But my journey, you know, to get where I am is a little different. You know, she married me as a ripped up, you know, I'd say, you know, fit guy. And year one, I gained 50 pounds. Wow. Now, she'll say that's because of her, because she's great. She loved to cook and make me desserts. But long story short, I spent the next 12 years as a big, strong, fat guy. Now, I've always been in the gym. Mm-hmm. I've always been obsessed with the gym. But again, you know, had the belly and I justified, you know, my fatness by how strong I was.
Right. Explain a little bit to our listeners, though, your obsession with the gym, because you did touch on it a little bit with me personally about your childhood and how you got to the point where you realized the way you looked would affect the way you thought people would treat you.
100%. You know, I mean, wow.
Then.
Wow.
Is that okay that I asked you?
No, it is. It hits you sometimes, you know. Yeah. I mean, I was a very, very dramatic case of bullying. Yeah. And it was hard. I'm going to plug the Shriners Children's Hospital. They saved my life. You know, I should be a crippled, you know, messed up guy right now. And they took me on. I come from a broke family. They changed my whole life. One day they will get a very large check from me. So I always get a little emotional. But my answer to bullying is, as my dad gave me the Arnold Schwarzenegger biography when I was 14. Yeah. And as I read this book, I was inspired. I said, maybe if I build my body, bullies won't pick on me.
Yeah.
And, sorry, I didn't plan on getting emotional, but that's exactly what happened. It's a long story, but the short story is I changed my life very quickly at 14 years old. I went from short, fat, and made fun of to big, strong, and grew tall because of the gym, and changed my whole life, changed my, you know, but those traumas and that mental health, that's really the longer part of the journey, you know, for me. And as I became an adult and, you know, got married and gained all the weight, you know, and got into that business and the stresses and dealing with, you know, kids and marriage and problems, just really had a mental health problem and medicated with food.
Right.
You know, so my wife and I are ex-Mormons.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So we didn't drink alcohol till I was 33. She was 30 years old.
Oh, wow.
You know, our very first drink, we did that together, you know, but in the meantime, you know, food was our drug.
Right.
And I guess that's what I had to realize. And I became obsessed with biochemistry and metabolism. And I realized that food is actually, and I'm not being metaphorically speaking, it's the worst drug. Wow. And especially with the way food scientists have gotten involved in our food these days.
Right. Okay, so I want to get into that. But obviously, you can attest, as I think a lot of people can, when you're in your teens, it's easy to hit the gym, change your body. It goes quicker. I don't know that foods affect us when we're teens as much. Maybe they do. I don't know. You'll tell me the science. But as you're an adult, we all see how hard it is to get fit and quickly. And there are so many gimmicks out there, whether it's a diet, whether it's going to the gym, whether it's getting a trainer, that people just don't know where to even start. So just quickly take us back, because we're going to show the picture of what you were before at that point and then how you got there very quickly. So would you say for you, you got yourself into the gym first? Because I know it probably wasn't about the science right off the bat, was it?
The gyms just was something I grew up enjoying. It's a great place for mental health.
Yeah.
And that's the reason, honestly, one of the best reasons to go to the gym is mental health.
Right. So I know so many people, we were talking about this before, that go to the gym religiously, but their body doesn't change. Why is that?
So I preach this all the time. I say 95% of people in a gym never change. Mm. You can leave for a year, come back at the same time, and you'll see most of the same people, and they look exactly the same.
Right.
And again, they're checking the box. They're there for mental health. And I'm not going to knock that at all. That's a great practice.
Right.
But there's a lot more to it.
Yeah.
And I learned that. I read a book that changed my whole life 6 years ago. It's called The Obesity Code by Dr. Jason Fung. And it was basically a medical book, but I studied the hell out of it because I actually believed, like I was alluding to, that it wasn't physical, it was mental. Mm-hmm. I believed I had an issue. I mean, many of us have been in that situation where we've had a great diet day, we've worked out, we get to 10 o'clock at night, and you know, as you're turning the lights off in the kitchen, you see the pantry,
mm-hmm.
I don't know about y'all, but I demolish a box of cereal at 10 p.m. Yeah. after a great freaking day mm-hmm. of weight. And it's like, why? Why? And like I said, we didn't drink alcohol, so I wasn't familiar with addiction. I wasn't familiar with alcoholism, mm-hmm. which again, I don't believe in alcoholism. I don't believe in drug addiction. I believe in addiction. Mm-hmm. And it turns out that there are more metabolic pathways to dopamine and serotonin through food than cocaine.
Wow.
So I realized that the short of it is I realized I'm an addict and I'm medicating my problems with dopamine. And that's really the key. I know I'm going to jump around here, but when we're cocaine, dopamine, sex, dopamine, chocolate is leptin, which is a precursor to dopamine.
Right.
We're all doing a different substance because we're addicts to dopamine and serotonin.
Right. Okay. So I want people to hear this very clearly. You believe that you can change your body, which by the way, a lot of people want the mental health.
Yes.
But I think first and foremost, because you see it every January 1st when people get in the gym, they want to look better. Mm-hmm. So you do believe that people can change their body and look better and feel better quickly, meaning in a few months.
And I love that you said the quickly part, because that is it.
Yeah. Because they get discouraged.
It doesn't need to be this long journey.
Right.
It doesn't. It's really incredible. However, there are some caveats.
Okay, tell me.
And that's where hormone optimization comes in. But I do want to start on what I learned from this book. Okay. And what happened is I learned about the science of intermittent fasting. And I say science, not practice, because it's actually much more complicated than just, do this. I learned the biochemistry of it. And it really what the philosophy comes down to is humans back in the caveman days, we didn't have refrigerators. We didn't have pantries. We didn't have airplanes to fly us fruit from across the world so that we could have our daily fruit.
Yeah.
These are all lies told to us. I mean, one of the worst things ever told is eat small meals throughout the day. That brings in the science of insulin. And I liken insulin to cocaine. Mm-hmm. And what if, I mean, you've probably never done cocaine, but what if I said, hey, I got this great plan for energy, just to be high functioning. Mm-hmm. And you just do a little hit of cocaine every hour. Mm-hmm. And you'll be a rock star. Does that sound right?
No.
No. And anyone that knows cocaine knows that the more you do, the less it works.
Right.
And it is.
And you
that,
have to do more to get that.
And
feeling.
You have to do more. You're constantly chasing it. Now, again, I'm going to ask you in your medical intelligence. Let's say I'm doing lines of cocaine and it's not working. Mm-hmm. How should I fix that, Rachel?
Well, I would have thought you would have said just do more.
Well, and that's what doctors say.
Yeah.
Doctors say that about insulin.
Right.
Oh, you need more.
Right.
They're literally saying, oh, do more cocaine.
Right.
When really the answer is take a break.
Right. Take a break. Start
Stop.
Over.
Stop. Start over. Take a couple months off and it will work again.
Right.
It's the same thing. Then now we're talking about the issue with diabetes. Doctors are saying, just do more insulin. Just do more insulin.
Right.
When we take everyone off their diabetic medications in less than 2 months, even the worst cases.
Wow.
It's incredible. But getting back to the principle, we were never meant to be eating all day. Again, we didn't have pantries in our caves. Sometimes the caveman would go searching for food. He'd come home with no food.
So what is the real... Okay, you hear about intermittent fasting, going 12 hours, going 8 hours. For you, what is the sweet spot?
For me, and I have a program, we'll introduce it later. I'm going to give you guys a free code. I sell it around the country. It's called Metabo Launch. It's everything I learned.
Okay.
But I'd love you to be able to offer that to your listeners.
Amazing.
Appreciate being on the show. I'm sorry, the question.
The question was for intermittent fasting, okay. How long should we be doing it?
For me, intermittent fasting is not for weight loss. It is for health.
Okay.
Matter of fact, we'll talk about peptides in the future, but there's a lot of expensive therapies we do that some people can't afford.
Well,
and I tell them the number one thing you can do for anti-aging is actually intermittent fast.
Okay.
And that number is 16 hours.
Okay. This is amazing. But what is the difference between being healthy and being fit? I want to stop right there and have you talk about that, because I think people get really confused. Because for them, being healthy means your body looks muscular, fit. You can run, 5 miles and it's not a big deal. Some people can be healthy and don't necessarily look built, right? Or am I wrong? Tell me. Yeah,
you know, one of the things I love the whole I'm big boned. I'm, you know, that's it. So one of the things we brought into all our clinics is body scan technology. We pay $10,000 for these machines. Mm-hmm. And when you go in for your labs, your, you know, and your doctor's checkup, you're actually going to get body scanned. And so the reason we do that is because it's the numbers. I don't care how you feel. You know, it doesn't matter how you feel. You know, the numbers tell us what is healthy and what is not.
Right.
And so between a combination of a very long and comprehensive blood panel by somebody who can read the damn thing, mm-hmm. and a coach who can look at the body composition and go, okay, you don't have enough muscle. You might be at the right weight, but you're eating 1,000 calories a day to keep it off because right. you have no metabolism.
Right.
You know, I just did a stress test, you know, where it measured, you know, the VO2 max, measured my heart rate. And it's, I mean, to say it plainly, you don't know whether you're healthy. The numbers say it though.
Okay, that's a good point, because people will look at someone who has a great body and say, mm-hmm. well, they're healthy.
Yeah.
Or someone who might look a little overweight or look a little underweight may be more healthy because of whatever's going on. So you're saying it's very important to read these scans, know who you're going to, get the scan so that you can see what is really going on in your body. And that way you can attack what needs to be fixed, adjusted properly.
100%. I mean, you know, you have to inspect what you expect. And
yeah.
so that's why we do that body scan at the beginning, because if you're with the right, you know, coach, I'm going to say,
yeah.
They should be measuring, okay, you've gained this much muscle, you've lost this much fat. We don't give a shit about right. people's weight. Weight is bullshit. It's about body composition.
Got it.
You know, so back to my journey. I mean, I went, when I absorbed all this, I told my wife, I said, oh my God, I've cracked the code. I know how to lose this weight. And she's like, oh, that's sweet, honey. Yeah, great, great. So supportive. But about 6 months later, I was invited to do a body transformation challenge. A great company online called First Form. They had a $50,000 challenge for 8 weeks. And I crushed it. That night, I put a photo in, my before photos, which you'll have on the screen. But I lost... I ended up losing 45 pounds in 56
wow.
days. And then a month after that, I was still losing. So I lost, you know, the full before and after photos are 90 days. I lost 60 pounds in 90 days. And that was 5.5 years ago. And I like to think I look better than that today.
So people are going to make me stop you right now and say, how did you do it?
Intermittent fasting.
It was.
And the science of that. I wasn't. Now, I've had low testosterone clinically, you know, diagnosed since I was 25, which made me an expert now at 44, mm-hmm. you know. But so my hormones, the caveat is, I'm not going to say I did this all natural. No, my hormones were optimized.
Okay.
I have a young man's testosterone. No, a young man, not a Superman. You know, that's steroids.
Yeah.
But TRT, testosterone replacement therapy, is the most healthy thing you can do. So that being the caveat, my testosterone was good, allowed me to build muscle in the gym and work out and repair and all those things. But my magic number for weight loss and intermittent fasting is 18 hours. Which means I can eat for 6 hours a day. And I don't ever tell people, hey, you have to skip a meal. No, there's sometimes I eat every hour or every 2 hours in that 6 hours.
Okay, well, so let's talk about that. What do you think is most important for people to be putting in their body when they are eating?
Protein. You know,
like what? Give some suggestions.
Well, the perfect protein is eggs and, you know, keep the yolks.
No, I
eat the yolks.
Yeah.
You know, the science of cholesterol is a myth. You know, matter of fact, I just finished a book called The Cholesterol Myth, and it's so eye-opening how we've been vilifying, uh-huh. you know, cholesterol when 85% of your body's cholesterol comes from your liver. Uh-huh. But those of you that are familiar with a blood panel might be familiar with the term triglycerides. Mm-hmm. Well, that's on a lipid panel, like it's fats. Mm-hmm. But all it is a mathematical equation that says how much carbs and sugar you eat, mm-hmm. which those create the sticky particles.
Okay.
So the simple math is low triglycerides, high cholesterol, fantastic. High triglycerides, high cholesterol, now you could be in trouble because it's the sticky particles. But again, it's carbs and sugar. It's not butter and, you know, and fats.
So what carbs are you thinking is okay for people to be eating?
At the end of the day, natural carbs are the way to go. Potatoes, rice, you know, anything natural. Your breads are actually the worst, you know, noodles. Okay. That's not to say I don't eat them. I love me some pasta.
Right.
But at the end of the day, when I'm coaching people on weight loss, which is professionally what we do, I tell people, for example, yeah, you must eat 80% of your steak before you have a bite of potatoes. And if you have room for the potatoes, fantastic. Okay. But as we'll talk about later, people don't understand, you don't just need protein to gain muscle, which is super important, but you need it to keep the muscle.
Right.
Because you'll lose muscle. Matter of fact, most people don't understand, muscle is quicker to break down for energy than fat is. So now we can talk about all this orange theories and high-intensity intervals. They're not nearly as good as you think they are.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Wow. Okay, because we as women have been taught going to those HIIT classes, having low calories.
Sweating your ass off.
Yeah, that's how you do it. And you can't just walk for, you know, 10,000 steps because that's not going to do anything for you because it's not enough calories. Tell me why that's wrong.
The average marathon runner loses 6 pounds of muscle during a race. Now, I don't know about you, but I know some, I call them skinny fat marathon runners. They got the 26 sticker on the back of their windshield, on the window, because what happens is 30 minutes or less into a run, they have run out of their fuel. So our muscles hold fuel. It's called glycogen. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, blood sugar. So within 30 minutes, though, that's burned up. So now the body has to choose fat, which all fat is stored energy. There's glucose in every, you know, fat molecule. Mm-hmm. But the problem is it actually is quicker for the body to tear down muscle. So when the heart rate is high, AKA, you know, Orange Theory, and running a marathon. Mm. And the number that I tell men at least is 140. I would tell women probably 135, 130. When you get over that number and you don't have quick energy in your muscles anymore, you're burning fat. Mm. No, sorry. You're burning muscle.
Yeah, muscle.
Whereas, so I, myself included, we do fasted cardio. I don't care if you don't fast 18 hours like I do, but get up in the morning and do a 20-minute walk. Maybe a brisk walk, but you shouldn't have a high heart rate. Matter of fact, I like people measuring their heart rate on an Apple Watch.
Right, I was just going to ask,
Women keep it under 130, men keep it under 140. And what will happen is magical. So if I'm running, you know, on a treadmill for 20 minutes, I might burn, you know, 500 calories. But the problem is 400 of those calories came from muscle. Mm. Whereas if I go on a walk for 20 minutes and I burn 200 calories, all 200 are coming from fat. I literally burned twice as much fat walking than I did running. Now, walking fasted.
Yeah.
If you eat a piece of toast before, then you're just going to burn the toast up.
Interesting.
So, quick weight loss hack, fasted cardio. Even if you're going to eat breakfast afterward, which I don't recommend, but if it gets your 20 minutes of fasted cardio under 130 before you eat.
Okay, so let's go back to what you are eating those 6 hours. You're having protein, a little bit of carb. What are you drinking?
Well, I'm drinking coffee. I haven't eaten my first meal for the day, black coffee. Mm-hmm. Now, it took me 3 months to like black coffee, okay? Mm-hmm. But now I can't even put cream in it, honestly. My wife and I both will go treat ourselves to a nice coffee, and we don't even drink it, you know?
There's so many misconceptions about coffee. People try and get off coffee. Mm,
nope. Coffee is a superfood. It is phenomenal. And it's phenomenal for a bunch of reasons. Caffeine is a great thing, but that's not the reason. Okay. It's actually, it's called polyphenols. Mm-hmm. So the science of intermittent fasting, which your viewers hopefully will learn by, you know, downloading and watching the program, mm-hmm. is, and like I said about the anti-aging, is when we're not eating, our body's doing miraculous things. And that thing is called autophagy. It's the recycling of cells. Now, every cell in our body is supposed to recycle at least once a year. Many are more than that. But even your bone cells are brand new, or should be, every year. Well, the better our bodies are at recycling those cells, the faster. That's anti-aging. Mm. If the cells are cycling fast, you can't get cancer. You know, you can't get sick. Right. You know, so that's why I tell people intermittent fasting is a miracle, and you can lose weight with it, but that's not what it's for. Right. But when we eat, I mentioned eating small meals throughout the day is horrible advice. And yes, insulin's a big factor in that. But my main reason is it stops autophagy. Our bodies have two processes. Anabolic, which means when we eat our food, it's taking the nutrients and putting them where they need to go. Mm. That's an anabolic state. Okay. Well, when that's done and all the nutrients are where they're supposed to go, now we're in autophagy. Now the body can excrete dead proteins from cells, bring on new proteins, and recycle that cell. That is anti-aging. So back to coffee.
Yeah.
It contains a high level of polyphenols. Mm. Polyphenols speed up autophagy.
Got it. This episode is brought to you by Holistic Goddess. Holistic Goddess has been such a trusted resource for me on my health journey. One product I really wanted to highlight is their Holistic Menopause Support by PhD Health. It's been a game changer for me during perimenopause, and here's why I love it. It eases discomfort. It really helps with hot flashes and mood swings. It boosts focus. The ingredients in it, including creatine, support mental sharpness. I feel more focused and clear-headed, which is so important for my busy days. It nurtures comfort. It gently addresses vaginal dryness with black cohosh. It's comforting to have that support during this time. It has natural ingredients. I love that it uses these ingredients like sage and rhubarb extract. If you're going through similar changes like perimenopause and menopause, I highly recommend giving this a try. It's been a relief for me, and I think it could help you too. Go to holisticgoddess.com and use code UNDERSTOOD for 15% off all orders. Again, that's holisticgoddess.com for 15% off using code UNDERSTOOD. Code UNDERSTOOD for 15% off all orders. Again, that's holisticgoddess.com for 15% off using code UNDERSTOOD.
So there's a lot of reason, but this is not a villain. This is actually a hero.
There are so many people that are crippled by looking at the nutritional value on things, mm-hmm. especially calories. Why is that not what we should be looking at?
Calories is I hate to say, but it's a lie. It was sold to us by the Coca-Cola Corporation mm-hmm. when they wanted to sell us Diet Coke. And that doesn't mean the science of calories, it doesn't have truth to it, but focusing on that is not all, like thousands of our patients, we don't ever tell them to count calories.
Got it.
Yes.
Let's go back to the intermittent versus how some people are doing it these days, which mm-hmm. is kind of the easy way mm-hmm. by taking Ozempic. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on Ozempic?
Now this is key. And I'm going to go against so many practitioners out there that are getting viral online by talking shit about these drugs, and they're either lying or they're just fucking wrong. Yeah, these I hate to say it, these drugs are actually miracles. Now, if they need to be used the right way.
Okay.
And one of the things, the main talking points of these doctors is that they're muscle wasting. Mm-hmm. They're not muscle wasting. And now we're not going to get into the biochemistry of it, but if we split hairs, the chemistry of it actually helps you gain muscle. The problem is that it takes your appetite away. Mm-hmm. So I just mentioned the analogy with this 80% of the steak before you touch the potatoes.
Yeah.
There are many of your listeners that are on a GLP-1 agonist like Mounjaro or Ozempic or Wegovy. And this is for you. You must eat 90% of your steak before you have a bite of potatoes. Reason being is if you have 3-4 bites of potatoes, your appetite gets activated. Now, people need to understand how these drugs work. They do three things. Okay. It slows digestion. Takes three times longer to digest, which means if I eat too much food, I actually get sick. Okay. Two is it lowers your A1C. It makes you more sensitive to insulin. Okay. Which again, whole nother topic. Watch Metabo Launch. It'll explain insulin because people don't understand. Insulin is a key. It's a storage hormone. When there's blood sugar, the pancreas sends out insulin to unlock fat cells and put the glucose in. Well, when the key, AKA, we'll talk about the cocaine, when there's so much of these keys running around all the time, the cell gets hard and it becomes resistant to the insulin.
Right.
This is where metabolism goes massively down. It's where diabetes happens.
Right.
Well, you can fix that problem just like you can fix cocaine addiction by stopping cocaine for a while. Well, we can't completely stop eating, but for a period of time throughout the day, we need to starve ourselves of those constant keys that are everywhere to where after a month or two, the key works.
Right.
And our metabolism shoots through the roof. So your doctor, whoever you're working with, or just the science says, you shouldn't just be trying to lose weight. You should be trying to gain a metabolism. And that's why I call my class Metabo Launch.
Right.
Because it launches a new metabolism. Now I can eat pizza.
Right.
I can drink a couple beers and not gain weight because I actually biohacked myself and I created a fast metabolism.
Just quickly.
So with the drug, it lowers your A1C, makes the insulin, it makes this key work right away.
Yeah.
But then it actually fills your hunger receptors in your brain.
Well, that
takes
was the next,
hunger away.
Yes, that was the next thing. Because I think the worst part for people that are fasting is that you get this, you know, you hear your stomach, you feel sick, you don't want to go to the gym, you get physically ill sometimes.
Sometimes.
So how do you not get that way?
So the good news is it never lasts for more than 5-6 days.
Okay.
So you ever live next to a construction site and hear that constant ringing or the hammer is going, but after a week, you stop hearing it.
Right.
Because our brains are genius and it tunes out whatever it keeps getting. So it, you know, it's recognizing the hunger hormone ghrelin, which is a miracle. We talk about it in a class, but it recognizes, I'm going to feed me. But after about 4 or 5 days, it goes, ah, shit, she's not going to feed me. All right, proceed as normal.
Right.
And half that hunger goes away.
Right.
It's just most people aren't willing to go those 5 days to get it there. But now with the drug, it takes away the hunger right away.
Right. So you don't have to go through that.
So I do not put anyone on those drugs unless they commit to intermittent fasting.
Before.
Because it makes intermittent fasting easy. Why?
Right.
So that way when they lose the weight, they can come off the drug and intermittent fat. They're only eating 6 to 8 hours a day. They're not eating throughout the whole damn day like they used to and going to the pantry and having snacks and spiking their insulin.
This society is based so much around social eating.
Mm-hmm.
You're having meetings at breakfast and lunch. You're
Good
going
question.
On dates at dinner. What suggestions would you give to people that want to follow this but are like, that doesn't work for my lifestyle?
So it's actually the opposite. I work with a lot of high-functioning celebrities, politicians, and entrepreneurs that are wining and dining clients. They're eating out, and it's this is the best program for them because it's not rigid. And what I mean by that is, I'm going to tell you, like you're my client, Rachel, is if you've got a dinner appointment tonight, you're going to have some drinks afterward, and you don't think you're going to be done till 9 p.m., meanwhile, you're trying to fast for 18 hours, which means you're eating for 6 hours.
Right.
So you're done at 9 tonight. You're looking at your schedule this morning. Okay, Clifton and I are going to be done talking at 9 o'clock tonight. I'm not going to eat at 1 like I normally would. I'm going to eat at 3.
Got it.
So every day you look at your social calendar. And so while we're eating and drinking, I'm not going to think you're any different than some regular person just eating and drinking.
Right.
They don't know that you didn't eat till 3 o'clock. But
for your breakfast meeting, you can have coffee.
Breakfast is a lie. It is, let's pronounce it as break fast. Yes, it is the most important meal of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm eating that at 3 o'clock, that's my most important meal of the day.
Got
breakfast
it.
Doesn't mean 9 a.m., 8 a.m.
Right.
It means I'm breaking my fast.
So
it
you
has
don't
to be
necessarily
right.
believe like what we've been taught as children and then teaching our kids. You have to eat before you go to school.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Matter of fact, Tony Robbins says that if you're coming to one of his seminars, come fasted.
Mm-hmm.
Because this isn't theory, this is proven. Your brain works way better when it's in autophagy versus anabolic mode. Right. You're literally smarter when you're not eating. Right. And so no, that's absolutely untrue. And by the way, I didn't breakfast today, and always my brain is firing better when I, you know, on a show like this.
Okay, I wanna talk about fitness because I think people get really confused in the gym. Mm-hmm. If somebody has 10 minutes a day, if somebody has an hour a day, what should they be doing?
So good question. The answer is not high intensity interval. Mm-hmm. Dr. Gabrielle Lyons, she's amazing. Y'all look her up, follow her, great follow, especially females. You know, I mean, she's talking to you, but she's got guns,
right?
You know, she's sexy. Well, she says as a society, we are not overfed. We are under-muscled. Mm. I love that quote, such fire. And this is why we monitor people's muscle while they're losing weight, because if they lose the muscle, then they don't have a metabolism. Right. Now they're gonna, so the problem with these drugs, back to Ozempic, they're gaining all the weight right back when they come off because they've crushed their metabolism. They might have lost 30 pounds, but 15 of it was pure muscle. Mm. Well, if you're being coached properly and you're only back to eating that protein. You're eating that protein not to gain muscle. You're doing it because you have to eat the right amount of protein just to not lose muscle. So somebody like you, I would say, Rachel, your minimum number you have to have in a day is 100 grams. And I'd like you to have 125. But if it's bedtime and you're realizing, oh shit, I only had 80 grams of protein today, you got to go to the fridge and eat. You know, 20 grams of protein so that we don't lose muscle. Because I want you to be lean, mean, but I also want you to get off this drug.
Yeah.
I don't want this to be a life sentence where you need a drug to look good.
Right.
And
just quickly, for people that, I mean, listen, I love meat, but for people that are vegetarian or pescatarian, whatever they are,
yes.
Besides steak and chicken and fish, I mean, how are people getting protein?
Whatever they're, and I'll be honest with you, I am not a fan of veganism or anything like that. But those, the clients that I have, I tell them, guys, whatever you're, you know, whether it's a soy protein, which I don't like soy protein, but you got it, you know, I know there's a lot of pastas out there, whatnot, that are, was it garbanzo beans?
Yeah.
You know, just get it in.
So get it in.
Get, protein is it.
You believe in like whey protein shakes?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So it's fine. If you don't eat steak, get your shake.
I tell my clients that are, you know, at moving a chicken, it's like, hey, you got to have a 40 gram shake every day just to get your recommended. We got to get that number in, however it happens. Now, I like it to be real food, but if it's not, drink it in a shake.
And just curious, are you suggesting it with water, almond milk, regular
almond milk? Almond milk is no good. Look up the science. It's canola oil. It's vegetable oil. It's absolutely a sham.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah, look it up. Like, it is absolutely,
so what would your suggestion
not a health food.
Be?
Well, it's water.
Water.
Or, I mean,
do you like oat milk?
No, oat milk's the same classification, even worse. Did you know oatmeal and oat milk spike your insulin more than bread does? Wow. It's absolutely, it's a lie. And it's a what they ended up doing is taking a byproduct that was waste and sold it as a high-end health food. It's not. Right. You know, if you're not a milk person, then it's water. It's what it's got to be.
Right.
Okay. Teas, coffee.
Right. Okay. So back to the gym for a second. So you don't believe the high-intensity stuff is what you need to do,
but heavy weights. No, the goal is to gain muscle. Okay. So the only way to gain muscle is through signaling adaptation. Now let's go back to the example about the gym where people never change.
Yeah.
Okay, which is every gym. Mm-hmm. And the reason for that, this is huge, especially a lot of the gym bros out there, let me tell you, is because if you're watching them do a set, this is what it looks like.
Right.
Okay, the whole reason we do those 10, 11, 12 reps is to get to the ones that are hard. Mm. There are many people that say, I don't count until it hurts. Well, that's where gains happen. Matter of fact, they specifically happen when you reach failure.
So do you like CrossFit better than a regular gym class? If people
I can't tell you I'm not a CrossFit fan. However, I like CrossFit more than I like a high intensity interval.
Right.
You know, because at the end of the day, it's strength based.
Yeah.
We need to gain muscle.
Okay, so that's I have a trainer who I love, and I go in to see him 3 times a week, but it's kind of become more social. I mean, he tells me what to do. I don't like to go there without him. You know, I feel dumb doing it. But I don't know that he's pushing me to failure, and probably why I have the same body, the same number
there
on the scale.
There it is.
And, you know, I am pushing 50. I'm almost 50 and, you know, in 6 more months. And it scares me because, and we've talked about this a little bit, like I am ready, you know, there's menopause coming in my future. I know there's, you know, all sorts of things. And while I might think I'm in my 30s in my head, you know, I'm going to be 50 physically and I want to look better. And going to the gym can get, you know, you just get bummed out because you're like, I don't look as good naked as I thought, you know, I used to. And why not?
You know, back to training. I mean, they should be measuring your muscle content because not only do you need to be accountable, he needs to be accountable.
Yeah.
You know, because if I'm charging you a lot of money and I can't prove results, well, then I deserve to be fired.
Or those trainers will say, we need 16 weeks of this, you know, and that's just probably.
Well, then every 4 weeks, that needle better be moving.
Yeah.
I'm not going to wait 16 weeks to see if it worked.
Yeah.
And back to what you need to be doing is, you know, whenever I see somebody's workout sheet and it says, I did 3 sets of 10, I go, well, that's kind of coincidence. You failed on 10 all 3 times? No. The reason we it's a guideline.
Right. And you go to failure.
And if you can get 13, you get 13. Because what happens is when the failure happens, it signals what's called adaptation. Uh-huh. And the stem cells, the growth hormone, the testosterone, the hormones, they come in and the protein synthesis starts to happen to gain the muscle. Now, one thing that's important to understand is 1 pound of muscle is 50 resting calories a day. So I've got a lot more muscle than you, right? I probably got, you know, call it 40 more pounds of muscle than you. My BMR, my basal metabolic rate, is about 2,600. I burn 2,600 calories sitting in a chair every day. Wow. You probably burn about 1,500. So we're going to sit here all damn day, and I'm going to burn 2,600, and you're going to burn 1,500.
Right.
It's like I'm a Hummer, and you're a Prius.
Yeah.
And we can drive the same distance, but I'm going to burn a lot more gas because my engine's bigger. This is as simple as I can explain it to people. So you gain 5 pounds of lean muscle, which is amazing. It's not easy either. That's 250 resting calories a day. Wow. Now, we get those in motion. That's more like 750. So think about it. You're an active person. You know, you're doing your thing. 5 pounds more muscle means you can eat a minimum 500 more calories a day without gaining weight.
Okay, so hear that, people. That means do not get worried about what you see on the scale.
No, the scale is bullshit. And this is why, especially in our clinics, we're getting people's hormones right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you need to get a panel drawn because you are already dealing with early, you know, menopause.
Yeah.
And it's already been proven that the healthiest you've ever been in your life is when you were a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not in the hormone normalization business. I'm in the hormone optimization business. Well, optimal was you when you were 16.
Yeah.
It not only is it not unhealthy, the healthiest thing you can do is get your bioidentical hormones to a teenage level.
Right.
And that's what we do.
Only way you could do that is get a panel done.
Yes.
You can't just walk in and say, oh, I feel tired. Oh, I don't like to have sex anymore.
Now, you would be surprised that, you know, as far as the guidelines for a recommendation, doctors can prescribe just based on symptoms. Now, it's very irresponsible of them to do that without getting a panel. But even if your panel says, you're kind of on that edge if you have the symptoms. No. I mean, my wife, and most people, when we talk about testosterone, they think about men. Well, women have testosterone.
Yeah.
It's approximately 10 times less that of a man. A couple of years ago, my wife, you know, which we like to put women on the creams, not injections, because your hormones are changing every day. Women are much more complex than men. And so the last thing you want is juice, you know, getting them, you know, up in their hormones, and then over the next week, they're crashing. Right. So the fastest and best way is with creams. It's a daily application of a testosterone, whatever the hormone you need, especially testosterone, but you know, either on your inner thighs or on your forearms. Well, fast forward, my wife's after month one, we were kind of beta. I was learning on her, to be honest with you. She said, I think this is the happiest month I can ever remember.
Wow.
We didn't talk about the gym. She said it's the happiest month. And that's the crazy thing is we're thinking about muscles with testosterone. But if your grandpa gets dementia, God forbid, the first thing they give him is testosterone. Right. Makes your brain work better. You know, I mean, if you have afternoon brain fog, could be low testosterone.
Yeah.
The women, the primary hormone that helps them go to sleep is progesterone. Mm-hmm. What keeps them asleep is testosterone.
Okay, so I want to get into all the supplements and, you know, injections. But before that, I do want to talk about sleeping.
Sure.
Everybody has a hard time sleeping. Mm. And people get addicted to Ambien, Tylenol PM, whatever it is for them. How do we fall asleep better and faster?
Well, I've put together a what I call the alpha sleep protocol, because I'm obsessed with changing people's lives. And we have a mutual friend, which I can't mention his name, but couldn't sleep. And most successful men, they built their wealth by sacrificing sleep. And it's the same with women, I'm sure. Yeah. Now that they're in a position, they're realizing, I gotta sleep. I have miracles in my fingertips, but there's nothing I can sell you that's better than sleep. So I had to become a sleep scientist, and I studied a massive book called the Circadian Code. Incredible book. I'd recommend it. But it's mostly vitamin deficiencies. And so the number one would be magnesium. And it needs to be a blend. I recommend a blend of three, you know, or four magnesiums at night, 30 minutes before bed. Vitamin D. Everyone in this freaking country is under vitamin D. Well, if you're taking vitamin D, and if you're not, you should, take it at dinner. One of the hacks is 4 hours before bedtime is actually the sweet spot to get it in your system.
Right. What about all these like melatonin gummies?
Melatonin is horrible. Because same reason as anything. First of all, melatonin's made in the pituitary gland. Well, if you give your body melatonin all the time, it stops making it.
Got it.
It's horrible. you stop taking melatonin. However, you know, your Ambiens and those drugs out there, those put you in a sleep, but it's not the right level of sleep. Mm. So, you know, I had to get into all this measurement of sleep. Something that's incredible. We've all heard of genes and our genome, but something that's not known very well is called an epigenome. So there are dozens of genes in our body that actually can be programmed, and they actually run on a 24-hour cycle. To illustrate, they put mice in a black box for weeks. No light escaping in the box. Well, for the first week, the mice were going to sleep and waking up at near precisely the same time.
Wow.
And after a week, it slipped 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20, because their epigenome became reprogrammed. So we can program our epigenome. And you know, one of the craziest ways to do that, and people aren't going to believe me when I say it, is waking up in the morning, hopefully early, and getting in the sun.
Mm.
So here in Florida, I wake up, I drink my tall glass of water, very important. I take my shirt off and I go walk around the block because I want my cells to get exposed to the sunlight. And this isn't to get vitamin D. It's to program my epigenome. This morning sunlight programs you to go to sleep at night.
Interesting.
Yes, but there's a lot of things like that. We could be here all day talking about sleep.
Yeah.
But it's super important. The takeaways for your people, the quick takeaways.
Yeah.
High quality magnesium before bed. Also, do you know to get into the right level of sleep, your body has to lower 1 to 2 degrees at night?
I was going to ask you about the temperature.
The faster your body gets at lower temperature, the faster you get into sleep. So I manage my temperature in the house during the day. I like it cold, 72, 73. Mm. It's 68 at night.
Wow.
So when we're shutting the house down, it goes down to 68. I don't care if you sleep cold, bundle up, because even the exposure from your face, your toes, it helps your body lower the temperature.
Right.
So again, lower the temperature, get the right amount of magnesium, get your vitamin D in, get morning sunlight. Those 4 or 5 things right there just might get you to sleep tonight or tomorrow.
Right. Great. Great advice. Okay. I want to talk about the hormones, the supplements, the things you can be injecting. Tell people the difference, though, because I think people get confused about performance-enhancing drugs and drugs for anti-aging.
Okay. So let's talk about testosterone, because people think testosterone is a steroid, and it is and isn't. Firstly, it's a bioidentical hormone, which means my body cannot tell the difference between it and what it makes.
Hmm.
Okay. Now, I do, and our patients do, testosterone replacement therapy, TRT. What we're replacing is that level that we used to have when we were teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
That is very healthy. We've already addressed that. Well, if I push it and I increase my dose, that is now in a range that my body has never been able to produce.
Right.
That's called super physiological. That is steroids. So I can be doing my correct dose of testosterone and it's TRT. Hmm. I double my dose. Now I'm doing steroids.
Right.
And so this is also why it's super important to be doing this under a doctor's supervision, mm-hmm. somebody who knows what they're talking about too, that's actually willing to coach you and not just sell you drugs. See, a lot of these clinics are shams because they want to get you in and then get you on a program and just see the money come rolling and be your drug dealer.
Right.
I started my clinic. It's called the Alpha Male Clinic, and our Alpha Chick program is absolute fire. We mm-hmm. brought that in. We brought female doctors in, female coaches, because like I said, y'all are much more complicated. Mm-hmm. But I didn't get in this business for money, believe it or not. I got in this business because, back to those before and afters.
Yeah.
I did that 90 days, and I reasonably disappeared. And this is a huge takeaways. I went to my family at the beginning of this journey. I said, guys, for the next few months, I am going to be obsessed. I'm going to prioritize myself first, above you, above my business, above everything. It's because I love you. Mm-hmm. And my kids, they were 5 and 10, and they became my cheerleaders. My wife is a cheerleader. And they watched what happened. Was miraculous over the next 90 days. I changed my life. My mental health changed. But I now was in a pool 3 months later mm-hmm. with abs, feeling good, feeling sexy. And everything changed. I became a better father. Mm-hmm. I became a better husband. I made more money. I got more successful. In that process, I kind of became micro famous for, you know, in South Carolina where I lived. Mm-hmm. And everyone reached out to me, Clifton, how do I lose weight? How do I lose weight? I taught them about intermittent fasting. They were having everyone I talked to for half an hour mm-hmm. lost a ton of weight. Well, two years later, I said, I want to help people do this professionally. And I had to confront the issue. I'm hormonally optimized. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the things I'm telling them aren't going to work as good for them, because they're not optimized. They're 50 years old.
Right.
And so I built my clinic. I brought in cutting edge doctors and nurses and coaches, because the mission was change people's lives, right. Not be a drug dealer.
Sure.
And that's back to that's why I tell people, there is no magic pills here. Mm. You've got to change, but we can take your excuses away. Oh, my metabolism's slow. We can fix that. Oh, I'm not sleeping. We can fix that. Oh, I don't have the energy throughout the day. We can fix that.
Right.
Now you still got to do the work.
So people have to do the panels. They have to do the blood work. They have to do the hormone panels. Once they do that, give me some names of drugs that you think are good, or things that people should be thinking or asking about or doing some research on. Because I think some problems people have is they get online and they think they know what they need, and then they get it from some random doctor. Mm-hmm. So like, but what are things that you really like that you see more than not you guys are giving people in your
Number plan? One is bioidentical hormones.
Okay.
Okay. Women, progesterone, estrogen, testosterone. Mm-hmm. Men is testosterone. We even give men progesterone, low levels, because it's less than you.
Right.
But we're regulating, it regulates mood, regulates sleep.
Okay.
So number one will be bioidentical hormones. Let the body do what it's supposed to do.
Yeah.
You weren't asking about drugs when you were 16, did you?
No.
Because your body did what it was supposed to do. So number one, we got to get the hormones right. And this is not expensive. I'm not even pitching my clinic. Mm-hmm. If for a testosterone replacement package, your doctor's charging you more than $200, he's a criminal. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not expensive, you know? You find the right person, get in, get your panel, but that panel has to be long enough.
Right.
So one of the issues with
what's the questions you should be asking?
Well, ask them how many pages is that lab? See, your doctor, you use your insurance, you go get a checkup. Mm-hmm. His panel is going to be 2 to 3 pages long. Mm-hmm. And that's not his fault. That's that's the insurance's fault.
Yeah.
They won't pay for more than that. Well, our panel starts at 6 pages long. And if I was looking at your panel, I'd be able to tell you things that you would think I'm psychic. Right. Because the numbers are there and they mean things. But not only are doctors not seeing it, but because they never see it, they don't even know what it means.
Right.
So even if they did see it, they can't tell you. So you need someone who can, you know, before you get on a program, you should be on the phone or in person with a doctor for half an hour.
Right.
That's a long appointment, right?
Yeah.
Half an hour, because it's complicated and there's so many things to address and they're all different levels of importance. That's why I said bioidentical hormones first. Back to, you know, right now, these GLP-1 agonists are super popular for many reasons. I mean, shit, they're even showing like neuroprotective things. I mean, they're not the villain.
Yeah.
The problem is people are losing muscle. Yeah. It's not because of the drug. It's because they're not eating enough protein.
Okay, so that's important. I have heard from doctors, and I have not got my panels done. I'm going to do mine with you guys. Okay. Now that I've spoken to you, I definitely want to do that. But explain peptides, because I was told that certain drugs, I brought one up, Sermorelin.
Sermorelin, yeah.
Yeah, is good for muscle building. Am I wrong?
So peptides are sequences of amino acids that do special things. Okay. Now, in the MetaboLaunch course, y'all are going to learn about the hormone ghrelin. Ghrelin is a hunger hormone. Well, it's magical. Hunger, that hormone, is recognized by the brain, and it tells the pituitary to make more HGH. We've heard of human growth hormone, correct? So I coined the phrase, hunger makes you younger, because if you're hungry, you're getting more HGH, which, if there is a fountain of youth on this planet, it's HGH. Now, we sell that. Problem is, it's very expensive. The FDA are criminals. They really are, and it's marked the hell up. I mean, it's a high price tag.
Once you're on it, do you have to stay on
it? Not at all. But HGH can be achieved at for cheaper through peptides.
Okay.
Sermorelin, CJC, MK677, those are what's called GHRPs, growth hormone releasing peptides. So what sermorelin is it's an amino acid sequence that's designed to look like ghrelin, the hunger hormone. It's not great. It's not a hunger hormone. It's fake hunger hormone.
Got it.
But that gets recognized by the pituitary, and the pituitary makes more natural growth hormone. Now, when you're taking HGH, you're giving your body growth hormone, which is why you shouldn't take it for more than 6 months at a time. Because we don't want to shut down your processes. But peptides are very healthy because it's telling your body to make more growth hormones. So you're not giving anything that the body isn't making itself.
Right.
Now, they're not all created equal. You need to have a good practitioner doctor that'll tell you which ones are best for you.
And they're not all immediate. I mean, a lot say you won't even see results for 3 to 6 months. Is
that
true?
They work immediately. You just don't feel it immediately.
Got it.
So steroids or you know, we don't go with the steroids. When we do TRT or testosterone, that helps with called hypertrophy. The muscle cells, they expand. And we get bigger muscles. And as they expand, they need more proteins, and it's a process of growth. That's not what HGH does. HGH takes the cell and divides it into two.
Right.
But it's teeny tiny cells. So you might have done 6 months of growth hormone. You have a ton more cells in your body, but now you got to pump them up.
Right.
So you might be having gains a year and a half from now because of the growth hormone or the peptides.
Explain what SARMs is. Everybody's talking about that. I have no idea what that is.
SARMs are, they're not, like I said, peptides are sequences of amino acids. So technically, they're natural. SARMs are not. You know, many times in the past, old school bros will know you went into a bodybuilding store. There was a glass case, and that the expensive pills were behind the glass. Those were pro hormones. Okay. Pro hormones, some of them, you know, are not horrible for you, but most of them process in the liver, and they destroy the liver. Now, abuse is everything. Abuse is everything. I can't tell you how many young men or kids come in, drive 3 hours to our clinic because they're their dicks don't work anymore.
Right.
Because of SARMs. Because they fucked their whole body processes up by doing unnatural things to it. So the answer, I mean, you can get serious gains by keeping it natural. And, you know, just got to be on the cutting edge of science, and you got to learn and study. But everything in moderation. I tell, you know, the young people out there using SARMs, supplement your liver. You know, take glutathione, NAC, milk thistle, drink a ton of water because you're damaging your liver to get gains. Now, everything is a compensatory thing.
Yeah.
You know, we're all, you know, we're constantly taking on projects, but SARMs can be a little dangerous. We don't have time to talk about that.
I'm curious about doping. We're in the middle of the Olympics. Doping is such a big conversation piece. And then also, you know, there are so many people in the past, famous athletes, current athletes, there's, you know, rumors that they're on stuff. What I mean, this is maybe an ignorant question. What are they allowed to be on that is not necessarily in performance enhancing, but it just makes, I mean, I don't know how you decide.
So they have a long list.
Okay.
And the answer is what's on that list. And it's constantly adding things to it and changing things. Okay. You know, the sad thing about professional sports is, and these people that are trying to make it, you know, you hear the phrase, if you're not cheating, you're not trying. Right. And the sad thing is it's not a level playing field.
Right.
I mean, you look at, you know, Roger Clemens was a villain for, you know, throwing gas because he's on steroids, but everyone that's hitting the ball is on steroids. Right. So it's like, so who's the villain here? I mean, it's a sticky situation. Now, I do a lot of work with athletes, big name athletes, as you know, some of them, mm-hmm. And yes, is it performance enhancing? Absolutely, but you got to play within the rules.
Right.
I just mentioned magnesium before bed. Uh-huh. That's performance enhancing.
Interesting.
If you're sleeping better, you have an edge tomorrow. So, you know, it's about playing by the rules. With my professional athletes that are currently fighting, I work with a lot of fighters. Mm-hmm. I've got to work within the rules, and I've got to. That's why the 6 pages. I mean, 3/4 of everything we prescribe is a vitamin.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's when you are optimized vitamin, I mean, food is miracles, you know, and so now, of course, when I deal with retired fighters and retired, now we can do more.
Right.
Now we don't have to follow those rules and the doping list, you know, for the NCAA or for Olympics. But, you need a smart person. If you want to be on that cutting edge, but still don't break the rules, you got to have somebody smart working for you.
You talked about this a little bit off air. Talk about the mental health behind this, like veterans coming home, people that are really struggling. Some people listening that are struggling with addiction that do have a cocaine problem or a drinking problem can't stop that. How can they use fitness, intermittent fasting, whatever it is, to help them with that?
Thank you for asking this. I'm opening a clinic right now in Pinehurst, North Carolina. It's right next to the Special Forces base of the world, Fort Bragg. They call it Fort Liberty now. Mm-hmm. But anyway, all of our Delta Force, our Special Forces, that, you know, the high levels, they live in Pinehurst. And I'm opening this clinic for one reason, to work with them. And it's not for profiteering. I'm telling you, the heroes of this country live right there. Shout out to Pinehurst, Southern Pines, North Carolina. I know what the crisis is about, the PTSD crisis, the suicide crisis, and it's a massive crisis, it's not because they don't have anything to do, it's not because they're bored, it's because they're hormonally fucked. Okay. And let me explain the simplest thing I can explain. People, no one understands, including doctors, what PTSD is.
Yeah.
Post-traumatic stress disorder. Well, what is our stress hormone? Cortisol.
Right.
Cortisol is why we're here. If we didn't have cortisol, we wouldn't have woke up this morning. Your body starts to secrete cortisol 1 hour, 2 hours before you wake up. And eventually you wake up. We need cortisol to run from a tiger that's chasing us or danger.
That's the fight and flight.
The fight and flight. Okay. We need cortisol, but we also need it to not be pumping all the time. Mm. Well, PTSD basically breaks the switch.
Mm.
Those traumatic situations that many times our soldiers, our heroes are put into, where they're carrying body parts, they never forget that. Mm. And basically, the on-off switch for cortisol breaks, and it stays in the on position. Right. So when they're shopping for groceries, they're stressing. They're laying in bed, they're stressing. They're eating, they're stressing.
This could be anyone that's dealt with a trauma.
Anyone.
Yeah.
Abuse, you know, molestation, mm-hmm. PTSD. Endocrinology destroys the endocrine system, but most specifically, cortisol is way too present in the body. Well, cortisol, for men and women, mm-hmm. it binds to testosterone receptors and literally robs you of your testosterone. So it's very simple to me. I could have 100 people in front of me, and if I'm looking at their blood panels, I can normally 9 times out of 10 pick out who served in the military. Mm-hmm. And they always are surprised. They're like, "How do you know?" I said, "Because." And I'm talking to a man right now. I said, because you have female level testosterone. I'm not talking low. I'm talking female.
Yeah.
And a woman has 10 times less. So the military community is starting to figure out that the best therapy for PTSD is not sitting on a couch and crying for 3 years.
Right.
Not to mention, you know, all the charities out there. They don't want you to buy them a house. They don't want you to buy their groceries. This is an apex predator, the hero who now is having a constant 7 days a week man period.
It's so interesting what you say, because I think there's a lot of people struggling with depression, not knowing what their purpose is, not being able to figure something out. And what you said was so important, because sometimes it's not like life choices. It's not whatever that they're not doing. It's hormonal. There are some issues going on that need to be fixed. And then you could talk about things in your life maybe that aren't working, but you got to get yourself straight first.
We all want to feel useful. Mm. Just living isn't enough. Yeah. We want to feel useful. And back to these soldiers, they were the most, I mean, they're heroes.
Yeah.
And now they, not only are they feeling hormonal and like they're having a period, but they don't feel useful anymore.
Right.
And they end up eating a bullet. Yeah. And what I've seen is so miraculous. It doesn't take long. We're talking 60, 90 days. These depressed, suicidal men, I have close friends that were in this situation that will tell you bioidentical hormones saved my life. They become better family men. They start to want to open businesses. Mm-hmm. They're happy. They get their bodies back. They're thinking, their smile. They smile. Mm-hmm. It's incredible. They come and see me 90 days later and they have this huge smile. They look weird because I didn't even see the smile before when they were in to see me, and they're fixed. And it's like, hold the house, hold the charities, hold any of that. They don't need that.
Yeah.
They need to feel like a man or an optimal woman again.
Right. Right. Incidentally, you said something earlier and I was curious. Do you believe in those vitamin drips that they try and sell?
Sure. And we do that at the clinic as well. It's important. Okay. Now, I'm going to give you a hack. Okay. And it might hurt myself. I'm honest to a fault here. Mm-hmm. There is a great book by Dr. James D. Nicolantonio. It's called the Salt Fix. And basically, all the water, I put clients on a certain amount of water they need to be on, but it all has salt in the water.
Specific kind of salt?
Or? Yes, I mean, not your iodized table salt. I like Redmond real salt. You can buy it on Amazon. I also like Celtic salt, okay. But it's about minerals. So Gatorade is geniuses. They coined the phrase electrolytes. All electrolytes are is sodium and minerals, potassium, magnesium in your water. Your cells... I have a protective coating on the outside, and the only way water can get inside the cell is if the water has the proper amount of electrolytes or sodium mm-hmm. in it. So some people that are drinking tons of water, they actually are dehydrated because they have, so on a body scan, you'll see intracellular water mm-hmm. in the cell. Mm-hmm. You'll see extracellular water. It's puffy and bloated.
Right.
We don't like puffy and bloated, right? Water in the cell is, you feel amazing. Well, where am I going with this? IVs. An IV is a quick way to get the right amount of vitamins, minerals, and fluids in your cells.
Right.
Now, here's the hack. If you have salt water as your water, and the number for women and small men is 2.5 liters a day. That's what you're supposed to drink.
Oh, goodness.
And if you put 2 teaspoons in that 2.5 liters and you drink that for 2 days, change your whole life in 2 days. I call my 2 day salt challenge. And if it doesn't, I'll buy an IV bag.
Oh my gosh.
Because water's getting in the cell. You never, speaking of which, one of the best anti-hangover tricks is when next time you come home drunk and you're getting ready to go to bed, I want you to take a tall glass of water, put an entire teaspoon of salt in it, pound it, no hangover in the morning.
Wow.
I'm not kidding you. It this is science.
Okay.
And so you can avoid IVs with proper hydration technique, but they are great.
Okay. So I know that now that everyone's listened to you, they're going to be like, how do I get a hold of this guy? Where do I go? I don't live in these states where he's in. Do people have to be in front of you? Do they have to live within 30 miles
No. To
come and see
you? No, that's why we brought telehealth in. We were helping so many people that we said, shit, we want to help people that, you know, on the other side of the country. And we are opening up clinics right now. But for now, telehealth is a real thing. We have women are going to work with a female doctor on Zoom and a female coach. We every client gets a coach because, like I said, I'm not interested in being your drug dealer.
Right.
We want you to change your life.
Right.
Yeah, we want
coach,
it to be.
Coach, you mean coach at the gym?
No, we have health coach. Every patient at the clinic has a health coach.
Huh.
We provide training programs that they can do themselves in the gym.
Right.
We provide their eating program. We don't call it diets, they're eating programs and their measurement and their accountability. That's the hook of Alpha Male.
What's the accountability? Do you check in once a week?
A body scanner every month. Now, don't get me wrong. There are scheduled calls every couple of weeks.
Okay.
There's text messages, but there's that open access where a client can go, hey, is it bad for me to eat this when I'm breaking my fast? No, go ahead. And we, you know, so it's constant contact
dialogue.
There, okay. But Coaching is very important. Abs are made in the kitchen. I didn't look good and feel good until I mastered the metabolism side of things. Mm-hmm. And so to answer your question, how people then, and this is very important, again, because we want to change lives. Yes, we want to make money. We want to build a business, of course. So what I'm going to do is we're going to post a link for Metabo Launch. It's metabolaunch.com. And the promo code will be misunderstood. Okay, it's a $99 program, but it'll be free for your listeners. Okay, we'll keep that open for 30 days, that code, and that way people can, and it's free. There's no advertisement for my clinic. Now, at the last video, it says, hey, if you like what you want more help, great. But if I never see you, I never talk to you, that video will change your life, just like it changed mine. And it will hack your system. It'll make you younger, healthier. But you won't have to be a fucking freak anymore when it's about, oh, I have to weigh my foods and I've got to calculate my calories. It's not the answer. Right. It's not the way. And it's, as I tell people, that system will be the easiest weight you've ever lost. And you'll keep it off.
What states are you in right now with a gym, with a clinic that people can go to?
Our growth started in South Carolina. We're working through South Carolina, North Carolina on actual clinics right now. Okay. But the rest of the country, we're licensed in as for telehealth.
For telehealth.
And okay. The way it works is we send you to a lab draw center, usually LabCorp. A couple days later, we get the results. The doctor, you know, then Zooms. You have an appointment with the doctor on Zoom. Got it. And then when he clears, the purpose for the doctor is to actually clear the health so that you can work with our coaches. Okay. And your next appointment. So it's a little process, take you about a week to get through it. But then we show you the results. We talk, here's, and you know, and maybe you're on a budget. We prioritize, like I said, bioidenticals first. $100, $150 a month. It's really all it costs.
Yeah.
And then beyond that, we can dial in with it, with the vitamins and the peptides and, you know, different hacks and secrets we've learned. But it's all about, you know, what the program that fits them best.
Right.
It's all individual. It isn't a cookie cutter. Hey, everyone gets this. No, it's much more detailed.
And
than
ladies,
that.
You don't have to be 49 and worrying about menopause or a man dealing with, you know, erectile dysfunction to get to this place. Anyone at any age can come to you to look better, to feel better, and just to get some really good advice.
Absolutely. Like I told you earlier, the difference in you feeling like shit and good could just be a simple vitamin deficiency.
Right.
But if we don't have that long panel, how are we going to know? And maybe it comes back, your health is phenomenal. Wouldn't that be nice to know?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be nice to know? I'm dialed in. I have no excuses. The reason I'm not having success at the gym is I'm just being a baby.
Right.
I'm just being a wimp.
Exactly.
You know, and it's nice to know those things.
All right. Well, I'm definitely doing this. I can't wait because I'm going to do this. I'm going to try it for a couple months and then I'll tell my listeners how it was. Maybe I'll have you back on. We'll talk about
LFG.
It. So I'm excited. Tell our listeners where they can look you up, find out more about you, sign up, do
sure.
everything.
Well, our website is alphamaleclinic.com. Now, I have to emphasize this. We love working with women. Our Alpha Chick program is fire. You're working with female practitioners, female coaches, because we want it done right.
And you find it on the same website?
AlphaMaleClinic.com.
Okay.
But Metabo Launch, MetaboLaunch.com. Mm-hmm. Code misunderstood.
Yep.
So that you can get that $99 program for free. Okay. And again, watch that. And if you like what you see, you felt the value and it's, you know, shit, it's working for you, then reach out. Then we'll get you dialed in. And I'd love to see that pathway.
We're going
to
put the code up when we do this. But guys, if you're just listening, make sure the code for misunderstood, you spell it M-I-S-S, understood, as opposed to
very good.
The real way you spell misunderstood. You are the best. Thank
I'm
you.
I'm sorry I rambled on
no,
so much. You can
amazing.
Tell this is a passion
it
for me.
It is a passion.
It's
something everyone
love
wants
it.
To hear about. And I feel like a lot of people are scared to ask the right questions. They don't know who to ask the questions to. So I love that we have a real live example of a life that had changed and now it's become your life. So
life is so much better. And when you deal with the problems, you know, a lot of these anti-aging clinics, they focus on the outside in. Mm. When the body is a miracle and we believe in getting beautiful and healthy from the inside out.
Right, right. I love it. Can't wait to look 10 years younger.
Let's go.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for listening to Misunderstood. I'm your host, Rachel Yucatel.
please be sure to subscribe to the show and give us a 5-star rating and review. You can support the show by joining our Patreon at patreon.com/misunderstoodwithRachelYucatel. Do you have ideas for the show or want to reach out? Email us at info@misunderstoodpodcast@gmail.com. That's spelled MISS understood. Thank you so much, and I'll see you next time.